Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, I have just received my bank statement where your company has charged me two different charges of $59.89, and I haven't ordered anything from y'all, and y'all told my bank that I did, and I received it.
Alrighty, can I start out by getting your Can I start out by getting your zip code, please?
38224.
I do thank you for that. And your first and last name, please?
Brandy Newell. You ain't getting very much of my information because I've already had to change my checking account.
Alrighty.
Because I didn't order any of this.
And can you verify the city and state that you're in, please?
Cottage Grove, Tennessee.
All right, give me 1 second while I locate this account. All righty, ma'am. I do see that you have called in and they canceled you out of this. And did they explain to you what this charge was for?
No, ma'am. This is the first time that I've called because my bank just now gave me the number after telling me they didn't have it. And that they hadn't called to verify the number, so they didn't want to give it to me. So, no, nobody's called.
Well, it seems like you were, you are canceled out of this, and your cancellation was due to a chargeback. And that chargeback stemmed from your bank. And this charge that you were being billed, the $59.89, was seems like where you entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer. You may have paid a dollar or two to actually enter into that sweepstakes to have a chance to win that mixer, or it may have said you were the winner of the mixer. But by entering into that sweepstakes, it automatically enrolled you into what was called the Bites Hub, which happens to have been a meal planning app, and that meal planning app was actually $59.89, and you were going to be billed that each month you were entered into that sweepstakes or up until the time that you canceled.
Yeah, no, I didn't enter in the sweepstakes.
Alrighty, well,
was it something in the mail or?
It was something on your phone. It's on only online vendors, and it may have said you are the winner of it or anything, but once you enter any kind of financial information into that, it can automatically enroll you into something else. But it seems like you said you didn't cancel, but someone has already canceled this, and it was canceled due to a chargeback, so it may have been your bank that actually called in or someone called in, and this account has been completely canceled. So you can't be billed any further on this account. And it does seem like this account was canceled way back in May, on May the 27th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they said that they emailed a dispute. And
right.
Now they're going to hit my account for another $59.89, but I didn't enter any sweepstakes or any kind of crap like that. Like,
okay.
I know all that is a scam. Every bit of it is a scam. I deal with scams all day long at work, people getting scammed. I sure the hell wouldn't fall for this myself. And this is bull.
Well, yes, ma'am, that's what it was. But you are canceled. They can't bill you anything further on it.
And I can't get it. And so they're going to hit my account for this $59.89 because y'all say
well,
I received something?
Yeah, and they put it in a chargeback. And the only way that chargeback can be lifted is your bank would have to actually call in and say that they have lifted the dispute that was filed, and then we can refund you. Other than that, as long as it's in a chargeback, we cannot issue you a refund.
Okay, the chargeback is for $159.89. I had two of them. And underneath one of them on my paper right here,
mm-hmm.
it shows documentation provided by merchant shows you participated in a transaction and or received merchandise.
Mm-hmm. Well, it placed,
I received nothing, and I didn't do anything.
It placed both accounts in chargebacks. Once it was canceled, both the time that you, the other one where you first received the billing, which was back on, it seems like you entered in the sweepstakes on April the 2nd, They billed you the first time, and then they billed you again on May the 2nd. Whomever canceled, it put both of the accounts are in a chargeback because it was a you filed a dispute of the charges.
All right, so it's just money lost.
Well, unless your bank actually agrees to lift the dispute, then we are unable to refund you anything because that dispute was filed.
Well, what they did is they refunded my money, and then went on with the dispute, and then because y'all showed documentation that I've received something, they took it back. Well, they are.
Oh, okay.
Received a letter today. I didn't receive nothing.
It was. It's not that you received anything.
Or anything.
Yeah, it was that. I don't know how the documentation they obtained it, but it was where they could, it was shown to them that you did enter into the sweepstakes, or unless you
now,
had
she said,
some.
What the lady just told me was that I ordered yoga mats and diet vitamins.
No, this right
I'm
here
sorry,
stems.
I don't have an office job. I work my ass off. I don't need that kind of stuff.
No, ma'am. This charge here, that of $59.99, stems from entering into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer. Now, anything like yoga mats or anything like that, that's not what this charge stems from. $59.89.
That's what it says on the paperwork that she has.
Oh, my goodness. No, ma'am. It's from entering into a sweepstakes.
And then the other one I have. It's for a gym membership in Chicago.
For $59.89?
No, the other one is $24.99. I'm about to call them.
Oh, I have no idea about that one. The only one that I am able to see that you were billed for was for $59.89, and that was from the entry for having a chance to participate in there to be the winner of the KitchenAid mixer.
I don't even freaking cook. Why would I even do that?
I have no idea, ma'am.
All right, thanks, Bob.